So the police are doing a lot about this situation. Already, it is because the police are firmly on the ground and embarking on patrol day and night with mobile and foot, community and highway, that the crime situation in Ghana is at its barest minimum. Ghanaians will also attest to the fact that their most dreaded crime, which is robbery, has gone down so drastically that these days you don't get Ghanaians talking about robbery or armed robbery. The issue of killing that you have recorded is quite a recent development, and it's not something that comes to stay. The police is doing a lot. We have intensified patrol. We have intensified all our operational strategies to nip it in the bud even before it becomes a problem. I can say that what has happened is not anything alarming. It is just because Ghanaians are not used to this in recent times. That is why they seem to be concerned. Yes, it is in order for them to feel concerned, but it is not alarming. And as I said earlier, the police are doing everything possible, employing all the operational strategies to ensure that we made it in the bag.
Some people say that there are some unresolved murders, especially in the capital, Accra, and they wonder if the police CID or the Criminal Investigations Division is on top of this to find the perpetrators of these crimes and bring them to book.
Sure, the police are on top. The CID is on top of the investigation. Except that you and I know that matters of serious crimes like murders, armed robbery and others, sometimes take time to resolve them. Sometimes it takes 2 years, 5 years. It could take even up to 10, 15 years. Even some forever remain unresolved. But then I can assure you that every effort is being made to get to the bottom of these. I know for the first couple of such murders that we have recorded, some people are in court facing charges for having had any hand in them. So you see that efforts are being made. Others, we are delving into it. And as I said earlier, some of these things take some time. Others, when you are lucky and you come by some clues quickly, you are able to resolve them quicker than you would have taken to resolve them. So we are not resting on our oars. And I must also say that in as much as it is worrisome, in as much as the police is concerned about the few incidents that have happened, it is not anything alarming. We haven't reached a stage where people should throw up their arms in the air in despair. It is only because Ghanaians are not used to. We have just recorded about 4 or 5 of such cases over a period of time. I mean, a situation that is not comparable to the situation that is pertains in some countries, even in Africa and even in Europe and Americas. Comparatively, we have a safer country, but then we are not going to sit down on concern and let this situation degenerate.
How is the police engaging the Ghanaian population to reassure them about their safety following these concerns that they have raised?
I hope you may have heard about some police officers going on air to reassure Ghanaians that it has not reached any alarming proportion yet, and that every effort is being made to nip it in the bud. A typical example, I can say that even physical actions have been taken to assure Ghanaians. Only last Saturday, there were some sweep operations in some cities, including Tema, where we recorded the latest incident of killing. And some people were rounded up, and they are being investigated. So we are not resting on oars. Other cities, police in other cities have taken up the challenge, and they are doing everything possible to bring the situation under control. In fact, we haven't got to the point of where we should throw our hands in the air in despair. This one only calls for some concern, but it is not worrisome. It is not alarming.